The previous time I was here, we tried to speak on a psalm that was full of complaint, Psalm 13. But today I want to try and, with God's help, to speak on a psalm that's full of comfort. And that psalm is Psalm 23. Such a well-known psalm, we probably all know it off by heart, and we've probably sung it often at funerals. It was put to music by many, many people. It's possibly the best known part of Scripture. But we're in danger of becoming so familiar with it that we don't think about it. So let's read Psalm 23 together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And may God rivet these words in our hearts and cause them to bear fruit in our lives for his glory. How will we know who God is? Is there a God at all? Remember the sign on the London bus? Probably there's no God. You're hearing people and meeting people who's saying, how can Aleppo happen and there be a God? What does God do? What has he done for us, if there is one? The fool concludes, there is no God. Psalm 55, I think it is, tells us that. Plenty folks have ideas about who God is and whether there is a God. What is it the Bishop of Edinburgh said not so long ago? Bishop Holloway. You know, he's a very articulate guy. He's regularly on the media. And this is what he said. I'm not really sure if God exists. People are wanting answers. I can't find an answer. I've tried drink. I've tried sport. Yeah, I really took sport quite seriously. I've tried drugs. I've tried success. I've actually tried three in a marriage. I wonder if I am the right sex. Should I be a boy or should I be a girl? I can't find an answer. There must be something more. I'm worried. I've tried so many things. And I don't know whether God exists. And yet, you were saying to the children this morning, you were teaching them that line, I wish I could say that from my heart and enjoy it. The Lord is my shepherd. So what can we learn from this psalm about God? We only know who he is by what he says and what he has given us eyes to see. Paul's prayer for the Ephesians is, or was, that you would know the love of Christ, that you would know the length and the breadth and the depth and the height of the love of Christ. And that's my prayer for you this morning. And that should be your prayer for those sitting beside you and for yourself, that you would know that love of Christ. And in this psalm, I believe that God is presenting us with who He is. God gives us seven titles, all beginning with the word Jehovah. And these titles are brought to our attention in various ways in this psalm. And what I'm proposing to do is give the title, and there are seven of them, then the meaning, then it where it is in its first use in the scriptures, and then a little bit of application. So the first one is Jehovah Rohi, R-O-H-I. And this is the translation of the words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Jehovah Rohi. Rohi is used in connection with feeding. God feeds us. Yes, He does, with mince and tatties. Or an oat cake and cheese. He feeds you with that. But He also feeds our soul. He comes to us, doesn't He? 1,200 years after this psalm was written. And He says, "I am the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me will never go hungry." You thank Him for your breakfast, I hope. But He's feeding your soul too. "For he, the soul that longing is, doth fully satisfy. With goodness, he, the hungry soul, doth fill abundantly." Were you hungry coming to the means of grace this morning? Were you thirsty? Were you longing to meet with Him and to hear from Him? If you are, He will. Rohi is also used in connection with leading. Leading. The shepherd leading. And you know that's the illustration from Psalm 51. There's the shepherd walking in front of the sheep. And there's a lamb. Runs off into the bush. Or runs off into the next road. The shepherd picks up a stone, throws it. And the lamb comes back in. The lamb's off in the next direction. He throws a stone. The lamb comes back in. Eventually the shepherd picks up that lamb, gets its leg, and breaks it, and then binds up the leg, and puts the lamb down at his feet, and the lamb doesn't leave him. "These very bones which you have broken, Mary Joyce." Jehovah Rohi, He feeds and He leads. Just like we're led with a presenter in an orchestra. You keep your eyes, you keep your ear on the leading of the presenter. "Towards the Lord, my waiting eyes." When were these words first used? Jacob. Towards the end of his life. Wanting a blessing for his boys. Remember, he said, "Bless the lads." And he said then, it's in Genesis 48. The Lord is my shepherd. God is my shepherd. And the shepherd feeds and leads. My sheep hear my voice and follow me. And you pray in response, lead me in truth, teach me, lead us not in temptation, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Jehovah Rohi, R-O-H-I. Number two, you probably are more familiar with this one, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Where's that in the psalm? I shall not want. The most wonderful piece of biblical logic. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. And where does this appear first? In Scripture. The Lord will provide. Do you remember? Remember Abraham and his son Isaac going up the mount, and the son said to his dad, Dad, where's the sacrifice? Where's the lamb? Three things, remember, went up the mountain. The fire, the knife, and the wood. Who carried the wood? Who carried the wood up the mountain? It was Isaac. And do you remember another event? Someone carrying the wood. Who carried the wood to Calvary? The Lord will provide. God Himself will provide the lamb. But there's something else here. Remember, Abraham had the knife lifted. The angel stopped him. And he turned, and what was in the bush? Was it a lamb? No, it was a ram. And there's one or two of us here who have been round a farm once or twice, and we know the difference between a ram and a lamb. The Lord Himself will provide a lamb, is what Abraham said. And it was a ram that they got. And does that not help you to think about the lamb? Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Travel down through history, and there is the Lamb. The Lamb provided and pointed to by John the Baptist. And isn't that the way it is? Provided when faith acts. When did the waters of the Jordan dry up? When the priests put their feet into the water. When did the Red Sea part? When Moses lifted up his arm and did what he was told. When did the widow's oil increase? When she poured it out. When was Naaman's leprosy cleansed? When he went into the Jordan. Provision when faith acts. And this psalm is full of provision. And I would encourage you to enjoy this psalm. Just think about it. Here's the provision in this psalm. Rest. He makes me to lie down. In green pastures. That's where you are just now. Yeah, it's blue, the floor. But these are green pastures. This is the place you'll be fed. Refreshment leads me beside still waters. Restoration, he restores my soul, provides guidance, leads me in the paths of righteousness, provides confidence, I will fear no evil, provides companionship, for thou art with me, provides comfort, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I noticed this morning as I was sitting in the little room there, there were one or two people came in with a staff. They were leaning on it. It was helping them. Thy rod and thy staff, Jesus is the staff. Provision, preparest a table before me. Joy, my cup runneth over. Providing, Jehovah Jireh provides you with everything. And you know, he provides you with himself. Because he gave his life for the sheep. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Rohi. Jehovah Jireh. And now the third one, Jehovah Shalom. What does it mean? Jehovah, my peace. The Lord, my peace. Where is it in the psalm? In verse 2, he leads me beside still waters. Where do we find that first in the Bible? Jehovah Shalom. Well, if you go to Judges, you'll find it there. God's people were so like ourselves today. They forgot God. Gideon, the frightened farmer, thrashing wheat in a most unusual place. Their family wasn't up to much, and he was the littlest boy in the flock. He was the wee runt, as it were, in the family. But God raised him up, and he worshipped. Gideon worshipped. And what did he call the name of the place where he worshipped? What name did he give to it? It was Jehovah Shalom. And why did he worship? And you might be asking, why should I worship? Well, here might be a helpful answer for you. Why did Gideon worship? Chapter 6, verse 14. The Lord said to him, you will do something wonderful. Verse 16, I will be with you. Verse 12, the Lord is with you. Verse 23, peace be with you. Because you're getting this package of my company and my help and my power to enable you to do things, you will worship. And he did. And because you've been given the gifts of this week, the gifts of this year, because you've been given his word this morning, are you worshiping him? That's a question. It's not really, are you listening to William McKenzie? It's not really, is everything he says perfectly in order? He is asking me and you together today, son, daughter, give me your heart. You've taken your self in here. But God is asking for something more. And he would delight in you giving him your heart. Jehovah Shalom, peace, how I need peace. In the trouble of work, of family, of the future, of my neighbors, of my reputation, my health, how I need comfort and peace in that. In the loneliness of life, how I need peace in that. I know you're peace seekers. You're bound to be. You want peace. And it's a motif That's everywhere in Scripture. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Isaiah 54, peace like a river. John 14, peace I leave with you. Philippians 4, peace that passeth understanding. Ephesians 2, he is our peace, peace through the blood. Are you restless? Are you having difficulty getting peace day or night? Do you need to have the radio on or the television on? You're looking for peace in the next party. You'll not find it apart from Jehovah Shalom. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. He had stormy waters. The breaking waves passed over him, so that your storm, is changed into a calm at his command and will, so that the waves which raged this past week, so that the waves which raged before, now, at 11:45, are quiet and still. Number 4. Jehovah Rophi, R-O-P-H-I. Notice the difference in spelling. What does it mean? It means the Lord heals. Where is it in the psalm? It's in verse 3. He restores my soul. It's also, I believe, in verse 5. Anoint my head with oil. And this, those of us who have worked with sheep will perhaps understand. And I got this point from Douglas MacMillan, who some of you will remember, that they would pour the oil on the head of the sheep and down the back of the sheep. And they called it back lining. And actually, we still do that with a dip. Probably in May, to get rid of the fly, we'll pour a chemical on the head of the sheep and down its back. My head thou dost with oil anoint. The Lord heals. And where is this found? Well, God's people were in the desert. They had a dream future, but they were thirsty. My, they were thirsty. Windy, dry desert, there were no water. Then they came to a place called Mara, and they found a well. My, how they longed to get a drink out of that well. They ran to it, and it was bitter. What a disappointment. Bitter, undrinkable. Moses, he cried to the Lord, and the Lord said, there's a tree. Throw that tree in the water. And he did. And the water became sweet. And God said to Moses in Exodus 15, Jehovah Rophi, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Rophi, you're getting an agricultural lesson this morning, aren't you? Rophi is also used in connection with being cast down. Now, what happens? You've got a sheep, and it's usually one of the biggest and best sheep. And it's got a big fleece, and it gets caught in a little hole, and it rolls over, and it's on its back, and its legs are up in the air. And within a few hours, if that sheep's left that way, it'll die. I have gone along the countryside and seen it in a field and gone over the fence to get the sheep back on its feet. And you watch, and the sheep staggers for a little while, and then it starts eating grass, and it's on the mend. But Rophi is used in connection with being cast down, being just helpless. Right. Are you ever helpless? Because of sin in myself. Because I've lost enthusiasm. I used to know what it is to go with a jump in my step to the means of grace. Now it's just pain. Well, I have to go. My mother expects me to go. It's my duty to go. But perhaps you're cast down because things haven't worked out in life. Time has gone. It's so fast. And it's faster and faster it goes. And soon it'll be Christmas. Are you cast down because your family has disintegrated? You must learn, friend, to do what the psalmist did in Psalm 43. Mutter to yourself. Yeah, start muttering to yourself. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you so upset? But did he stop there? No, he said. Still, trust in God. For him to praise, good cause I yet shall have. How are we healed? By his stripes. I have come, Jesus said, to preach the gospel and to heal the brokenhearted. Jehovah Shalom. There is balm in Gilead. There is, he is the medicine for your soul. And I came across this lovely verse this morning and printed it off, and I thought I would just share it with you. It's from an a top lady, Augustus top lady hymn. And if you're cast down, and if you're needing healing, it may help you. I trust it will. If thou hast my discharge procured, and freely in my room endured the whole of wrath divine, payment God cannot twice demand, first at my wounded surety's hand, and then again at mine. If thou hast my discharge procured, and freely in my room endured the whole of wrath divine, payment God cannot twice demand, first at my wounded surety's hand, and then again at mine. He did it. That's number four. You've probably worked that out. So we've got three to go. Jehovah Saint Kenyu, or Jehovah Saint Kenyu. What does it mean? It means Jehovah our righteousness. Where is it in the psalm? He leads me in the path of righteousness. Where first? Jeremiah 23. Judah was falling apart, sinning terribly. God sent prophets and no one listened. They were being hurled off into exile, and God sent Jeremiah and predicted Judah would be taken captive and things would get worse and worse. Yes, God is going to deal with them, but God is going to raise up a righteous branch. Jehovah Saint Kenyu, Jehovah Saint Kenyu, the Lord our righteousness. Isn't that good? Isn't it Murray McChain who said? Or is it Samuel Rutherford? I'm not very sure. It's going to be my death song. Jehovah Saint Kenyu, my death song shall be, I think it's McChain. His unspotted righteousness. So that he would have all the glory. It's for sinners, like Samson, a he-man with a she problem. Like Samuel, A great priest, but a bad dad. Like you and like me, sinners. Righteousness for sinners, because all we like sheep have gone astray. Jehovah Tsidkenu. Number 6. Jehovah Shammah. S-H-A-M-M-A-H. Where is it in the psalm? It's in verse 4. For you are with me. And what does it mean? Jehovah is there. For you are with me. Where is it first? It's in Ezekiel. It is the last phrase in the book of Ezekiel. They were away in captivity in Babylon in 547 BC. Ezekiel was told to tell them that they were away from their home, that they were in difficulty because of their sin. They couldn't sing about it. We sometimes sing that psalm, don't we? How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? I've got to hang my guitar on the willow tree. I can't use it. Things are so tough. Dark, sorrowful. But then at the end of this book, there is this glorious promise. Even then, Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah is there. What a relief. In that book that's difficult for us, Ezekiel, that unveiling of the sin of the church, the sin of the people of God. And are you in difficulty this morning? Hear him say, I will never leave you. Are you at wit's end corner? Cry to him. I am with you always, he says. The shadow of a dog cannot bite. The shadow of a giant cannot frighten you, because I am with you. Yea, even in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Ascend I heaven, lo, thou art there. There, if in hell I lie, Jehovah Shammah. Rohi, Jire, Shalom, Rofi, Tsidkenu, Shammah, one final one. Jehovah Nissi, N-I-S-S-I. The Lord is my banner. And it's there in the psalm, I believe there's a suggestion of it in verse 5. In the presence of mine enemies, the rallying point, the banner is the rallying point, the flag, as it were. And where do we hear of Jehovah Nissi first? Remember the wilderness? They were being attacked by the Amalekites. Moses appointed Joshua to lead them into battle, and Moses said, I'll watch from the top of the hill, and you get on with the fight, and I'll have Aaron and Hur holding my hands up, and when my hands are up, we're winning. When my hands are down, we're losing. And they won. And Moses worshipped, and he built an altar, and he called it Jehovah Nissi. Now, friend, has God ever helped you? Do you know he has? He's helped you. There's nobody in here God hasn't helped. Has he helped you in sickness, in bereavement, in trial? Yeah, he has. display this banner. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it in Smithton, in Inverness, or wherever you happen to be. Make mention that his name is exalted. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of this church. Go and tell that he great deliverance gives, that he has said to you, no man can pluck you out of his hand. Who shall separate us from the love of God? I have loved you with an everlasting love. My love for you will never end because it never started. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Get a hold. You can't. It's too much for us. Get a hold of that. It's too big a subject for us. It's too amazing for us. That he loved you before the foundation of the world. Display your banner. Tell you're on the Lord's side. Let us worship, friend. That's what we're here for. Jehovah Rohi, my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Shalom, my peace. Jehovah Rophi, my healer. Jehovah Tsidkenu, my righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, my companion. Jehovah Nisi, my banner. All my salvation and all my desire. All together lovely. My chiefest joy. He is saying to you this morning and to me, I am all that my word says, and I am all that you need. Remember Rabbi Duncan's addressing the frail, frightened lady. He said to her, "Tack it, lassie. It's for sinners. Take him, lassie. Take him. He is for sinners. And he will not have you leave here this morning without saying yes to Jesus." I ask you, have you put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee?